Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What's that?
Meow.
Meow. It's been 2 months since we last uploaded.
We're bad at this, so we're going to stop.
Yeah. I'm Jess.
I'm Dom.
And we've been your hosts on Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. Not very good ones, but we've had lives.
Yeah, I went to Sydney for a month. And like as I might have like kind of like harped slurred under my breath as the last episode, and I might not be around for the next little bit. Yeah, I was in Sydney for a month working on a musical called Fangirls,
which is good. You should all go see it.
Yeah, it's in Brisbane right now,
and then it'll be in Sydney.
And honestly, it's probably going to tour for a while after that because it's a good show and a lot of people are buzzing about it.
Yeah, which is awesome. So, and I've had other shit going on. I'm so sorry.
It's kind of, you know, it's
been a time, and to be honest, there's been a lot of like really shitty personal stuff going on. So
not that we ever swear on this podcast.
No.
It's a little bit of a, when I went away, it was always possible that Zane could step into my place and be like a,
but Zane, yeah, is Zane the is producer also, yeah, of like not only just us here on Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. There are like now 5,000 podcasts on the TNC. 43,000.
That's a lot. Holy crap. But like, yeah. And then I've been back for 3 weeks roughly now, and there still has been an episode. It's we've got lives, and enthusiasm about this one, I don't want to say has waned necessarily, but
no,
it's not.
It just hasn't been top priority
because
I'm a host on another podcast on our network called Murder in the Land of Oz. It's an Australian true crime podcast. And with doing something like that, a lot of research and time goes into that, as well as working full time in 3 other jobs as well. So unfortunately, just, yeah. I mean, look, Dolls, we'll be back. When Cats premieres,
God, yes,
we'll be here to talk about it. Yeah. And also we're thinking of actually doing a live like commentary thing. We're going to sit down probably with our mates at Musical Storming Everything I Know and have a chat.
They might refuse to do that.
They might, because we are really weird.
And that movie will be a
terrible
Cronenbergian nightmare.
So
also, I just want to put out that I also host a different podcast called Hooked.
That's right.
Which doesn't require any prep by design, but I just want to, I don't know, I'm also working on other podcasts, so I'm busy too. I've got things. I'm gonna become a podcaster.
You know, I'm just perpetually getting snubbed by men, so that takes up a lot of my time.
And
now
I'm in a delightful genderqueer relationship. So that's our different love
delightful
lives.
Mm. Yeah, I just come in anytime I see Dom or Zane, I'm like, well,
men. You always want to hear about a new bin man, because there's been a new bin man.
Yeah, there's been a few bin men actually over the last little bit.
Mm.
Yeah, anyway, this is our like last episode, which is really sad. I mean, I started this with Riley, God, over a year ago now, and then he fucked off to Sydney. Sorry, Bailey. But yeah, so I'm a bit sad that we're letting this go, but I think there's more important podcasts that need to take this time, and also we have other important things in our lives.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. We do love cats still, and we will keep our Facebook going just because the memes are...
choice.
Molto bene. Mm. They're so good. Mm. But we'll do one last episode of our cat news.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
All
right. So I'll kick us off. Because I watched this the other day and it made me laugh. Cat owner runs a test to see if cats can pass through narrow gaps.
It's a modern classic of cat videos, folks.
So funny. I'm going to play it, but keep it on mute just so I can rewind myself.
It's great for audio.
There's a cat, right?
Uh-huh.
And then
I kept picturing it. It's a cat. Yep.
It's a cat. Mm-hmm. The freeze frame is very stunning.
Yep. It's just a chunky boy trying to struggle through a small gap in the door.
So obviously they've like set up this like makeshift cat door to like see if the cat will, you know, go through it. So it starts out at the normal, you know, width of a cat door. And he's like, yeah, this is a disruption to my life, but sure.
Jumps on through.
No worries. And then they start like cutting out. Yeah. So chunky boy number one goes through. Yeah. Chunky boy number two goes through. He's like, this is a bit inconvenient. I don't really understand why this is in the middle of the room.
Yeah. It's like a fake door they've made out of cardboard in the middle of a doorway sort of thing.
So then they make it a touch smaller. Do the kitty boys. Yep. First one. No worries. Second one.
Second bigger one.
Oh, he's big boy. He's chunky boy.
Yeah, makes it through. He's a bit like, he's just like, I'm just going to pretend this isn't here.
Yeah.
Walk on through.
And then it just gets oh.
It becomes like.
Oh, he gets stuck on his bottom.
Yeah, it becomes increasingly like thinner vertically. So he's just kind of has to push his way through, which is. Yeah, very, very cute. And then eventually...
He's just like, absolutely not.
Not even trying that.
No.
You're being ridiculous.
This is stupid.
And then
just jump.
Yep, eventually we cut to a wider shot where we see that it's actually... It doesn't cover the entire door. It only goes about halfway up. And the cats seem to realize this at the same point as we do and leap over.
I should have asked before we got cracking, Dom, but any news on Teapot and Calvin?
They're both still very cute. Teapot's a bit unwell at the moment.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're not sure what's wrong with him, but he's been having some health issues, which is a bit...
Oh, Teapot.
He hasn't changed. Yeah, his behaviour is as sweet and loving as ever. But, yeah, he's got some health problems at the moment.
Oh, no. Everybody send good vibes to Teapot.
Send good vibes to Teapot.
All right, what you got, Dom?
All right. We love this sort of story here, or we loved this sort of story here on Ute Back. the final episode, which finally you've given it its true name. It's Youth Back. Got to pronounce that weird accent as well. Car dismantled to rescue stray kitten. We always love that. A car had to be partially dismantled to rescue a tiny kitten, which was firmly wedged in the engine compartment.
Tiny kitten.
6-week-old stray Sparkies. They've named the kitten after the spark plugs. I'm a big fan. Sparky's plaintive cries were heard coming from Zoe Slocum's parked car in Huntington, Cambridgeshire on Monday night. She told the Huntington Post her father took the front of the car apart to get to the kitten. Miss Slocum said she wrapped the kitten in a blanket and he's now being cared for by the RSPCA. She'd heard the kitten's meows from her lounge, but when she went out and checked, she could not find anything. She called her father and eventually they tracked the cries down to her car's engine compartment. It was dark, and we were doing this by torchlight, but we finally saw a tiny furry bum inside the grill. A wheel and the headlights had to come out so they could reach the kitten, but we did have to prod him a little to persuade him to wriggle free. After wrapping him in a blanket and giving him some food and water, he was later taken to a vet. Nicknamed Sparky, the car engine kitten was riddled with fleas and very hissy and spitty.
I was warm in there. Yeah. Why?
Come on, guys. I was just meowing about how happy I was. He's very lucky to have been found, as at this age, being alone could be dire and he's unlikely to have survived. The surgery was overwhelmed by offers to rehome the kitten, who I have now given to the RSPCA. It's not known if Sparky's feral, but Miss Eastham, who's the vet, said he had quickly turned into a real cutie, really purry, so we hope we can find a good home soon.
Aww.
I love you, Sparky.
I love you, Sparky. Good boy. Or good girl.
I think it was a boy.
Room with a Mew.
Oh, God. That sounds like the sort of thing I'd name one of these episodes.
Thank you, The Sun. A night at the luxurious £25-a-night cat hotel, which boasts a fish bar, spa, and plush suites for your pampered kitty. This is apt for me because I'm actually staying in a hotel tonight. Woo! In Sydney. Kill me.
Sydney's terrible, folks.
It is. Mixture of excitement and disappointment when I pull up outside the Lawlor Hotel. Excited because it looks like a perfect for a relaxing staycation. Disappointed because I won't be staying here tonight. Oh, look at Melch. Looking out the window, there's like a rose in a... This is great. So the Lawler is one of the UK's first five-star cat hotels. The guy that wrote this, Pete Townsend, was chauffeuring.
Pete Townsend from the Who? Is that
T O W N S O N?
Shit, what's Pete Townsend? I'm such a bad music person.
So the owner of
it is from the Who, yeah. Nailed it. Sorry, keep going.
Is he from The Who?
There is a Pete Townsend in The Who.
Oh, this is Townsend.
Well, forget about it. Cancel the podcast.
Too late. So Jane Lawler, who runs the Lawler, waits at reception. She recognises Melcher because when you book your cat in, you have to send a photo of them to the hotel.
Well, they don't want to just let any cat in.
So you have to provide vaccination records, and then he's got a suite called the Douglas Suite, luxury bunk beds, a velour sofa, a hideaway box, and a new scratching post. And he's got a huge window that overlooks the countryside. And Jane says he'll find the view very relaxing.
I'm gonna go ahead and say all of this is wasted on a cat. They prefer a field with some things they can kill in it.
But some cats are tizzy, though, and they don't want that. So there's a spa as well at the Lawler. You can get de-matting treatments for £40 to a lion haircut styling.
Cute. Always cute.
I actually would die for that for my cat.
Don't tell Xanthi. Just take Toothy on a little trip someday.
I don't think he's got enough fur. He's very sleek.
He's a very slunky
boy. Speaking of yesterday... last night, we've missed this, haven't we?
Say what you will about this podcast, but we're always direct and on message. Never got sidetracked.
But last night I was falling asleep, and then I can hear Toothy, and he sounded really distressed. He was like, and he doesn't really make a lot of noise, but he was meeping, and I was like, what's wrong? And I go to the front door, and he's sitting there looking at the front door, and I didn't realize that Xanthi had come home, and she was like hanging out her washing. And she was outside and he could hear her and he was like, me.
Why haven't you come and given me love yet?
So then I was picking him up and he was like going crazy.
Yeah, Teapot's on special food at the moment. So they aren't getting, they normally just have a bowl of Bickies that they can both mug on throughout the day and night as well as their wet food. But they haven't been getting that because Teapot can't eat the Bickies at the moment. And Calvin has been unimpressed with this. he's woken me up the last couple of mornings at 6 a.m. with just meowing and scratching my door. And it's just what kind of service do you call this? I'm starving to death. This is unbelievable. Yeah.
Calvin, you can get a cat manicure, which you should trim your cat's nails.
Yeah.
Fifi has the sharpest back claws of any cat I've ever experienced.
And she uses them.
Yes, she does. Also, the Lawler is in Essex. So if you are in England and you are looking for a place to have your cat stay, you should stay there. So then the fish bar. 3 trays of fish for Melcher. Look at his face. Look at his face. Oh, I love him.
Jesus, it's a cute cat.
Oh, he's so cute. Oh, and that's him getting picked up. And he's so I would like to go back, please. Oh, yay. That's so cute. Oh, and there's CCTV and cameras in each of the suites so you can check in with your cat. Speaking of, I know I'm talking about a dog, but...
I didn't, but go on.
My mother got a dog.
Oh, you're talking about a dog. I see. Yes.
So my mother, we've only ever had cats growing up just because I've always been reiterated that a puppy is like a baby and they're hard work. Nevertheless, my mother, who was not a very big dog person, got a dog. His name is Buddy.
Good name for a dog.
He's very cute. He's very dumb.
Yep.
Because he's 10 weeks old.
And a dog.
And they've... Yeah, exactly. Mm. And they've installed a nanny camera of sorts. Mm. So I went over and babysat on Wednesday and... he was carrying on when I was leaving. Aww. And I was like, Mom, he was really distressed. And then she was like, it's all right. He's in his bed. I was like, what do you mean? How do you know this? And then she sends me a screenshot of the camera.
Oh. Sorry, going back to the hotel, did we mention how much it costs? Like,
£25 a night. So that's probably like $50.
Could be worse, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've never put a cat into a cattery. I know there's apparently there's a good one on the Sunshine Coast that my friends used to use for Pablo. Mm. Pablo quite liked it. But especially when you're doing like catteries and kennels and stuff like that for dogs and cats, like you got to make sure that their vaccinations are up to date, because if there's like a younger kitten or something that maybe hasn't had all of its boosters, like you can jeopardize that. So if you are going to do something like that, make sure your cat is up to date with its vaccinations.
Awesome. I realized I hadn't mentioned that my Airbnb when I was in Sydney for the last month had a cat.
What was its name?
His name was Dro. I think he might have belonged to the Italian Spanish man. I can't, like, what's Fernando? I don't know. Is that like what? Like, what's that? I don't even. It's more Spanish, isn't it? Yeah. Whatever.
What's Fernando?
Where is a man named Fernando from? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's like might have been his. So yeah, but yeah, he was a weird, big, meowy boy who liked me, and I didn't get to say goodbye to him, which I was sad about because he was just, I guess, in someone's room when I left. But yeah, I was really worried when I was going down to Sydney that for a month that I wouldn't see any cats.
And you got to see one.
Yeah, I got to see a lot of that cat.
That's good.
Yeah, he was a weird boy. Didn't always go to the toilet in the right places, but he's a cat, so he's perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Perfect. Did you have another story for us, Tom?
Oh, yeah. You better believe.
You bet.
Yeah, if only it would load. fill time.
I have a new background on my phone, and it is a cat plant. Well, it's a plant that's covered in black cats.
I'm a big fan of that. All right. My story is suspected mountain lion caught on video turns out to be a cat named Cookie. Some Washington, D.C. residents may be feline relieved. Leave that to me. You get it. Get out of my... Get off my turf. Get off my turf, HuffPo. Maybe feline relieved after learning that the huge cat seen climbing a fence in viral home security footage is not a mountain lion, but a local pet named Cookie. Georgetown resident...
How big is Cookie?
I'll get to that. Georgetown resident Julia DiMarzo posted footage Sunday on a neighborhood blog showing an animal she wrote looked a lot like a mountain lion. In the video, a large cat is seen climbing a fence before jumping out of the frame. Has anyone seen this animal before, she added, or does anyone have a pet that looks awfully like a mountain lion around here? Worried about my small fat house cat. Several local media outlets ran with the story, fueling speculation that the video star was indeed a cougar. This thing is huge, and it has short hair, DiMarzo told NBC4 on Sunday. It is not any kind of domestic cat that I've ever seen before. Local wildlife experts were skeptical, however. Luckily, the mountain lion is not one of the many wildlife species that call the district home, DC Department of Energy and Environment Director Tommy Wills told DCist. He added that mountain lions don't have striped tails like the ones seen on the cat in the video. But the mystery of the huge cat's identity now appears to be solved. Local woman Sarah Wasson has come forward and told NBC4 the cat in the video is her own pet, Cookie. He's utterly docile, she said. He's small. He's a domestic cat, and we've had him for 6.5 years. That said, Cookie size may still be a matter of perspective. His veterinarian, Lee Morgan, told the station that Cookie is a long cat who takes up most of the table when he comes in for a visit. Either way, DiMarzo told the Washington Post that she was happy and relieved to know for sure she didn't have a mountain lion prowling on her property. She also noted she wasn't aiming to start a frenzy. We've asked if anyone owned a cat that looked like this.
Oh my fucking god, that thing is massive.
Cookie's a...
Oh my god, it's like a lion.
Cookie's a small... He's a small cat. He's utterly docile. He's small.
Oh my god.
You guys are going to miss this, aren't you?
That is the biggest cat I've ever seen.
Look, to be fair, it is it's a CCTV camera. It's quite a fisheye lens as well, so like there's going to be some distortion going on.
You'd be freaking out if you saw that on your camera footage.
Yeah,
I would think I am going to die tonight. That thing will scale the house. It'll break in, and we're all dead.
I definitely think a lot of it can be put down to the fisheye lens effect that we're seeing. But yeah, it's still terrifying. You see that, and you definitely would be like, there is a mountain lion. we need to do something about this.
Actually, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, Cookie, what have you done?
He's a slunky boy. He's a very long boy.
Yeah.
Not chunky, but long.
Not chunky. No, not chunky. Cookie. do you have any more stories?
No. Now we are doing our best friend's feline cat of the week.
I had one more.
Oh, do you?
I had one more.
Oh, go for it.
It's a happy... Yeah. There's a happy ending, which I don't know if I've actually got the link for yet, but unbelievably large shelter cat, big boy Mr. B, has the internet swimming. He's a chonk of a chonk. He redefines the term, wrote Morris Animal Refuge about the lovable BJ who is looking for a home. The very large, very charismatic cat is breaking the internet. God, these bloody auto-playing ads are just the worst. Or at least the website of an animal shelter where he's up for adoption. Morris Animal Refuge in Philadelphia tweeted two photos of the hefty tabby BJ in the arms of animal care attendant Lacey Curtis. Have you seen?
Oh my God!
It's a chonko. It's a chonko. Yeah.
That's a big boy.
Yep. OMG, Mr. Big Boy Mr. B is a chonk. The shelter wrote, "He's a chunk of a chunk." He redefines the term. He weighs in at 26 pounds.
Jesus.
And though the shelter noted that he's genuinely big-boned, he'll also likely need to lose a few pounds for his health. He's apparently a very sweet cat, very lovable. I believe that there is a follow-up story to this which says that he has also been adopted.
Yay!
I will just double-check that. Give me a moment. Yes, the chonk of a chonk shelter cat got some meowvious news, I believe. That is
meowvious. That's funny.
Again, get off my turf. HuffPo, again. Again.
Again.
Yeah. yes, he has received a foster / maybe forever home after he received a staggering 3,000 applications to take him in.
So good. I mean, look, if anything of doing this podcast, I'm sad that it's finishing or, you know,
going on an indefinite hiatus or whatever you want to
call it. Yeah, like, I hope that we have encouraged some people to consider adoption because, yeah, you know, it can be very... you can adopt kittens from Best Friend the Feline, but sometimes, you know, when you go to the RSPCA or wherever else or, you know, whatever organization that you choose to adopt your cat, like, obviously sometimes...
Yep.
You know, I would love a Siamese cat. And, you know, if I ever do get a Siamese cat, most probably I'm going to have to get it bred and stuff like that. But I hope some people have been encouraged by this podcast to consider adoption.
Adopt cats.
And there are so many that need so many good homes.
More specifically, adopt adult cats as well.
Exactly.
Grown-up cats need homes too.
Which is why I'm going to change my cat that I was going to talk about on Best Friends Felines. Because I was going to look at a small boy, but... Let's look at a big boy.
Would you like me to do the Instagram cat of the week first?
Yes, please do.
Okay, Instagram cat of the week. You very likely have already seen this cat. It's, you know, final instant cat of the week. Might as well do a mini internet celebrity. It's Smudge Lord.
Smudge Lord!
Smudge, a.k.a. Table Cat, hates vegetables, chunky yet funky, meme lord. That's his Instagram account. This is the cat. You've seen Smudge in memes where there's a couple of, like... tizzy women who are screaming at a cat at him in one frame. And
yes, the Real Housewives.
Yes, and then he's just sitting at a table like behind a salad, just being like, he's got the perfectly human expression of you yell at me like this in front of my salad. How dare you? How dare you? Like, I am better than you, Real Housewives of Tennessee, whatever the hell. He's a beautiful, large, white boy, and in most other photos, he's extremely expressive face. Most other photos, he doesn't look quite as salty as he does in the meme one. He even looks genuinely sweet in some, and in others, he possibly looks even more salty. He is a big boy. And he is our final Instacat of the week. Love you, Smudge.
Love you, Smudge. So, I have found a adult cat called Alice. She's a Manx cat, so that means she has a little short, stubby tail.
From the Isle of Man.
She's so cute. So Alice was born on the 1st of January 2018. She's female. She's $135 to adopt. She's in Geebung, so she's quite nearby if you're in Brisbane. She enjoys pets. She's a little bit cautious of other cats, so she's probably better for someone that doesn't have any cats already. She's good with older children, so maybe not anyone who's got little children. All of her vet work has been completed. She's also just received her most recent booster. So Alice is a stunning pure white Manx with the cutest little bobtail and the most mesmerizing golden eyes. She's not one for cuddles and hugs, but is happy to just lie beside her foster carers while they are working or taking a long leisurely snooze on the nearest bed. She will often come over for a quick chin scratch and wander back to lie down and relax the day away. She would make someone a wonderful companion and will listen to anything you have to say to her.
May I show me a photo, please?
Yes.
I love her.
She's so cute.
I've never seen a white Manx cat
before. Oh, those eyes.
I feel like I've only ever seen like tabby Manx cats.
You're so pretty. Alice has discovered playing and loves running around and has also started to play with toys, especially ones that she can pounce on. She loves cat posts, the higher the better, and she will scale it at great speed and then flop and rest at the top. Alice is very food motivated and will often partake in not only her own food, but is happy to share any morsel that can be spared. With her food desire, she would be easy to train using food as the driver. She does delight in overseeing dinner being prepared and maybe hoping that she'll grab a quick treat. If you'd like to meet her, you can go onto the bestfriendsfeline.com. You can organize the meet and greet form. They also have heaps of other cats and kittens that you can look at, boys and girls. You should also check out their fundraisers page. You can donate to them using PayPal, which is a tax deductible donation. You should do that. So that's it. I'm really sad.
That's Ute back, folks.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the people that have been listening from the top. This has been really, really fun to do, and I'm sorry that it's not continuing. We will be back when Cats the Movie comes back, or if there's any other news. I think when Zane gets his next little cat friend, we'll come back and we'll do an introductory episode.
When he adopts Smoochie, yep.
Depends if Smoochie likes other cats, because Fifi will reign supreme. But thank you all so much for listening. It's been a joy to do it over the last year, and I hope you have enjoyed it. And yeah, thanks for coming on for the last part, Dom.
You're welcome. I think it's been an all right time. You know, these last six months or something, 7 months maybe.
Yeah,
yeah. It's been nice. Nice getting to know you a bit better.
Talking about cats. So yeah, thanks so much, guys. Meow.
Oh wait, Fifi the podcast cat, do you have anything you want to say? Get that closing music out of here. go and grab Fifi, go and find her. Let's she's got to say goodbye. Get that producer Zane, what are you doing getting that without even having a finale from Fifi the podcast cat? Where is she? Is she hiding? She knew this would happen. She knew this was happening. Oh no, Fifi. Track her down. Search every doghouse, outhouse, hen house. We will find that cat.
Is she on the chair?
Oh, maybe. Oh, this is terrible. Like the final episode of Ute Back, and Fifi the podcast cat has run away from home. Oh no.
She's gone.
She on the armchair? I don't know. We're gonna find her right after the end. And she's gonna be gone for.
Nah, she's busy. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye, my friends. I'll miss you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.